Side 4.
Tim went with the others, following Mr. Regis up the black suspended staircase to the second floor of the building. They passed a sign that read, "Closed area, authorized personnel only," beyond this point. Tim felt a thrill when he saw that sign. They walked down the second floor hallway. One wall was glass, looking out onto a balcony with palm trees in the light mist. On the other wall were stenciled doors like offices. Park warden, guest services, general manager. Halfway down the corridor, they came to a glass partition marked with another sign displaying the international biohazard symbol, which read, "Biohazard, caution, biological hazard. This laboratory conforms to USG P4-EK3 genetic protocols." Underneath were more signs. "Caution. Tetragenic substances. Pregnant women avoid exposure to this area. Danger. Radioactive isotopes in use. Carcinogenic potential." Tim grew more excited all the time. Tetragenic substances? Things that made monsters? It gave him a thrill. And he was disappointed to hear Ed Regis say, "Never mind the signs, they're just up for legal reasons. I can assure you everything is perfectly safe." He led them through the door. There was a guard on the other side. Ed Regis turned to the group. "You may have noticed that we have a minimum of personnel on the island. We can run this resort with a total of 20 people. Of course, we'll have more when we have guests here, but at the moment, there's only 20. Here's our control room. The entire park is controlled from here." They paused before windows and peered into a darkened room that looked like a small version of Mission Control. There was a vertical glass see-through map of the park, and facing it, a bank of glowing computer consoles. Some of the screens displayed data, but most of them showed video images from around the park. There were just two people inside, standing and talking. "The man on the left is our chief engineer, John Arnold," Regis pointed to a thin man in a button-down, short-sleeved shirt and tie smoking a cigarette. "And next to him, our park warden, Mr. Robert Muldoon, the famous white hunter from Nairobi." Muldoon was a burly man in khaki, sunglasses dangling from his shirt pocket. He glanced out at the group, gave a brief nod, and turned back to the computer screens. "I'm sure you want to see this room," Ed Regis said, "but first let's see how we obtain dinosaur DNA."